This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A film called Range 15 is something of a cult classic among veterans and members of the military. It came out last year, and it's filled with blood and guts and more guts. And it's a comedy.
Stay away from the glass.
If this was a zombie movie, you'd be getting ripped through that glass right about now.
This is a zombie movie!
It is a zombie movie. Here's the plot. A group of five drunk-as-skunk military buddies wake up to find that zombies are taking over the planet. Together, our men in uniform try to save the world despite their epic hangovers. Range 15 was produced by a group of war veterans. They'd never made a film before, and they did it in a slim 13 days. They crowdfunded a big part of it. Range 15 came out last year. This year, a Waltham man has come out with a film about the making of Range 15.
I'm Tim O'Donnell, and I'm an independent documentary filmmaker.
Tim O'Donnell is not a vet, hasn't served a day in the military. He taught high school art class and has a cat named Olive Oil. But he went to the Range 15 set outside of Hollywood with his camera and became fascinated with how these former troops worked together to make the movie happen. He got it all on camera and called his documentary Not a War Story.
Stand by for camera set.
All right, background!
We see the assembling of a set, crew, and cast, including William Shatner in a cameo, and several vets with amputated limbs, like Brian Aft, who has no legs. He's crawling on the ground covered in fake blood after a zombie attack.
I definitely don't share my humor at family gatherings because no one gets it and I get strange looks.
Mary Daig is also in the film. She's a vet who's got tattooed stumps instead of arms. She was in an IED blast in Iraq. She cracks jokes about being all thumbs. In the documentary, she's getting ready for a scene with knives strapped to her stumps, and she tells another vet how she's going to wield them.
I was going to stab her with this one, like, a couple times, because it's retractable, and then I was just going to, like, slice the back of her neck.
That's genius.
As Tim O'Donnell documented these things behind the scenes, he began to understand veteran culture.
This is a way into the community. This is why dark humor exists.
That is the coping mechanism that we use.
That's Nick Palmisano. He grew up in Somerset. He was one of the stars of the zombie movie Range 15. He's big and brawny and served in the army during the Balkan Wars. He and O'Donnell have made satirical videos for years, and they produced this documentary together. The film helps explain the reason for all the special effects, gore, and raw humor that's in Range 15. Palmisano says military men and women understand the sick humor of the film. They just have to look at their own time in the service. He points to his experience when he was 23 and deployed for the first time.
The sixth day that I was in Kosovo, you know, like, we got shot at, you know, we're like, you know, chasing people down. And then we get back to our hard site that night, which was an embalming station next to a church, and it started raining. And the rain filled up the roof, and then there were rats on the roof, apparently. And it just literally started raining rat feces on top of us. And so I've got all these pictures of us, you know, like catching rat feces in like paper plates that we had out there.
This is real.
This is real. You know, and it should have been like a moment where you're just like, what a terrible day. But like, I still remember it as like a really fun day. It was like first time I got shot at, raining rat feces on us. And actually like my platoon sergeant ended up getting tuberculosis from that. And we're all laughing, like in every picture, like everybody's laughing, having a good time. And the jokes that come out of that, the things people are saying are not radio friendly, but that's how you deal with it.
The veterans who made Range 15 had to deal with a whole different kind of reality on the set, payoffs. Tim O'Donnell captured that on camera, too.
So we're outside, we're on a street, and they're filming a scene where there's literally just a Humvee going down the street. All of a sudden, the owner...
And we're in the middle of nowhere. This is not a busy road.
We're at Joshua Tree.
We're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah. And immediately, this guy pops out of nowhere, and he's the owner. And
he's
like...
He's the owner of the land.
He owns this fake motel that they rented. And he's like, I'm shutting you down because you're on the street. And they're like, no, we have the permits. It's all set. We're going to be here for 2 minutes. This is just one scene. And he causes a big fuss. And he literally called in, like, local fire and police. And luckily the director, Ross Patterson directed Range 15, and he's sort of used to this, and he cut to it right away, and he's like, how much? So there's thousands. Yeah. Oh yeah. There's thousands of dollars in plastic bags being passed around. Again, you've got Medal of Honor recipients, people that have lost limbs. people that have served this country, and you got to pay off X amount in order to even shoot something.
Tim O'Donnell and Nick Palmisano are hoping this making-of film will reveal just a little more about military culture and humor, even to those who've never served, and maybe bring back a sense of military camaraderie for those who served long ago. Palmisano's father was in Vietnam, but he seldom talked about it. Palmisano was apprehensive when his dad came to see Range 15 and all its twistedness, but he says his dad couldn't stop laughing.
At the end of it, he just said, you know, I forgot the humor. I forgot all of it. You know, it's been so long since I've been there, and I missed it for the first time since Vietnam. And I was like, that's awesome.
Nick Palmisano and Tim O'Donnell wrote and produced the documentary Not a War Story. It went online this week, and as of today, it's one of the top downloads on iTunes. You can find out more at WBUR.org.